Shalom, shalom, Hebrew monkeys. This is Ellie G, your Hebrew teacher. Today we're going to talk about family, close family and extended family. But before we start, someone dropped a surprise for me on Anchor. Let's hear him out.
Boker Tov. I'm Fred, Ole Chadash, now in Tel Aviv, and I want to thank you for your amazing podcast. It's very high quality, and I'm conscious it's probably a lot of work to make this kind of amazing podcast. I'm one of your biggest fans, probably, and one again, thank you very much. It's so, so useful.
Toda rabba, Fred. That was such a pleasant surprise. Baruch haba l'Israel. Welcome to Israel. And I really appreciate it. It really keeps me going, you know. You guys, if you'd like to drop more surprises like Fred's, make sure to download Anchor. This is a great app that helped me distribute this podcast all over the place without a real effort, right? You can find my podcast on Spotify. You can find it on Google Apps. You can find it on, what else do we have? Apple Podcast. Yeah, the whole thing. Once you download Anchor, you are able within a click to leave me a voice message like Fred did. So, toda rabba again. And now let's learn about mishpacha, family. And you guys, you'll be surprised with the resolution, with the zoom in I'm giving here. I will teach you words that even Israelis will have doubts about. So, let's start. Our first word is family. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a family. So we have two kinds of families, right? We have close family and extended family. So how will we say close family? Mother, father, siblings. Mishpacha gar'init. Mishpacha gar'init. Gar'init comes from the word gar'in, seed. So seed family. Makes sense, right? Mishpacha gar'init. And then we have our cousins and uncles and aunts. That will be mishpacha murchevet. Murchevet from the word rachav, wide. So let's start with mishpacha gar'init. Father or dad. Abba. Mother or mom. Ima. A side note. We don't really do the daddy-mommy part, not even when we are children. If we would have, it will probably be with the suffix le, abale, imale. But honestly, we don't do that. I don't have any memory of myself saying imale or abale or seeing small children saying that. So abba and ima kind of cover it. Now, let's say siblings. Achim are siblings. Yesh li shlosha achim. I have three siblings. It can be boys and girls. Brother. Ach. Sister. Achot. Now, let's pluralize them. So, brothers will be the same word as siblings. Achim. Again, achim are siblings and brothers. This is not the case with sister and sisters. Sister, achot. Sisters, achayot. Achot, achayot. Now let's talk about the extended family, mishpacha murchevet. Nephews in general, achyanim. And yes, you can recognize a similarity with the achim, with the siblings, right? It uses the same letters. Achim, siblings. Achyanim, nephews. And now let's say a nephew and a niece. Nephew, achyan. Niece, achyanit. Male nephews is the same as general nephews, boys and girls. Achyan, achyanim. But it's not the case with niece and nieces. Achyanit. Achyaniot. Let's do the whole thing together. Achyan. Achyanim. Achyanit. Achyaniot. Okay? Now let's say uncle and aunt. uncle, dod, aunt, doda. And together they are dodim. יש לי שלושה דודים. I have three uncles. And now let's say cousins. So the general word cousins will be בני דודים. בני דודים. It's similar to בני ישראל, right? Sons of Israel. בני. בני דודים. And now when we want to say cousin, we need to think if that's a boy or a girl. So we're going to say ben for a boy, bat for a girl. And the second word that will come afterwards will be dod, if that's the son of the uncle or the daughter of the uncle, or doda, if that's the son of the aunt or the daughter of the aunt. So we have several options, right? If our cousin is a male and he's the son of the uncle, we're going to say ben dod, ben dod, ben dod sheli, my cousin. And if that's a female and she's the daughter of your uncle, you're going to say bat dod sheli. And it's the same thing if we're talking about the son or the daughter of the aunt, then we'll find ben doda or bat doda. I can honestly tell you that it's a very common mistake in Hebrew to say ben dod for a male cousin and bat doda for a female cousin, regardless to your dod or doda, right? You just match the gender. Ben comes with dod, but comes with doda. It is a common mistake, but it's not such a horrible mistake. It's not one of these mistakes in which we're going to cover our ears and scream. And let me tell you, some gender mistakes can cause us to do so. And now, let's say grandfather or grandpa and grandmother or grandma. Grandfather, saba. Grandmother, savta. And again, we don't really give them nicknames like grandma, grandpa. We don't do that. Saba and savta kind of cover it all. Make sure to pronounce savta and not safta, right? Think of v and not of f. This is also a very common mistake with Hebrew speakers, to say safta and not savta. But now you know better. Grandchildren, nechadim. Grandson, neched, neched. Granddaughter, nechda, nechda. Grandsons, nechadim. Granddaughters, nechadot. I'm going to read the whole thing again. Grandchildren in general, nechadim. And then we have neched, nechda, nechadim, nechadot. So again and again we can see that the general form is also the plural masculine form, right? We saw it in achim, siblings, and achim, brothers. We saw it with achyanim, nephews, and male nephews, achyanim. We saw it with cousins, bnei dodim, and male cousins, bnei dodim. And now we're seeing it with grandchildren, nechadim, and male grandchildren, nechadim, the same word. And what if the grandchildren have children? What are the children to the grandfather and the grandmother? Oh, that's simple. Ninim. Ninim. Isn't it a fun word? Ninim. Nin is a male. Nina is a female. Ninot is plural feminine. All of them are ninim, the children of the grandsons. And now, how do you call the parents of the grandparents? The father of the grandparent is going to be Saba Rabba, Saba Rabba. And the mother of the grandparent is going to be Savta Ravta. It rhymes. So, Saba Rabba, Savta Ravta. I hope you're enjoying this. And I have one last surprise for you. The next words are words that a lot of native Hebrew speakers don't know, but you will. So remember the ninim, remember the sons and daughters of the grandson? What if they have children? What are these children to the original grandparents? I will tell you. So if that's a son, he will be called Chimesh. Chimesh. Yes, yes, similar to number 5, Chamesh, but it will not be Chamesh. Chamesh is 5. It will be Chimesh. And if that's a daughter, she'll be called Chimesha. Chimesha. And altogether, they are Chimeshim. Isn't this fun? Do you want one more? Yes, one absolutely last word. Let's say I have a sister and she's a grandmother and she has grandsons. So what are her grandsons to me? If that's a boy, Nechdan. If that's a daughter, Nechdanit. Now I have to edit the whole thing. Wow, quite a work for me. So I think I'm going to finish right here. Toda rabba, thank you very much. As usual, you're welcome to join our growing Facebook community, Awesome Hebrew Learners. Leitraot on the next episode.